You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Welcome back to the Titanium Life Podcast. Wow, it's been such an amazing journey. All these different episodes, us spending time together and me sharing some of the secrets that are going to help you take your business and your life to levels you never thought possible. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's all about revolutionizing your industry. I see so many people go into business and these CEOs or entrepreneurs, they're in their business and they're just trying to have a good business. You know, I really want to make a high quality product. I want to deliver high quality service. I want to deliver the best service. I want to deliver the best product. I want to make the best. The best is a bunch of garbage. You need to go in your industry and say you are going to absolutely revolutionize that industry. How do you do something no one else has done? How do you do something that will put you on the map? I mean, what's that thing that's going to make your company stand out amongst the rest in a way that no one else could imagine? Right? Have you heard of this guy named Steve Jobs? Yeah, heard of him? Well, guess what? He revolutionized an entire industry. And when he was done, he revolutionized five more industries. Now, Elon Musk is another guy I really like. He's working on possibly his second industry that he's going to revolutionize. I think by the time the guy is done, considering the things he's getting his hands in, he might end up revolutionizing three or four. And then there's the guys from Google. They've revolutionized one industry and possibly starting to dip their hands in other things. See, you see, it's about revolutionizing an industry. Steve Jobs single-handedly has worked with Apple and in his other companies to revolutionize the personal computer, the music industry, the telephone, the cell phone industry, tablet computing, digital publishing, and animated movies. I mean, you know this is the guy who was behind Pixar, right? Digital publishing, books, getting books on the iPad and things like that. The tablet. If it wasn't for Steve Jobs and Apple, would you think you'd have a tablet right now? The phone. You remember what Steve Jobs did with the telephone back in 2006, 2007? My goodness, your phone today looks nothing like it did before Steve Jobs started messing around with it. The music industry with the iPod, right? And what the iPod was and what it did, incredible. And then, of course, personal computers with what he did in the 80s. Of course, all these things wasn't Steve Jobs by himself. He had a lot of amazing people around him. And a lot of the things he did, especially early on with the personal computer, was his business partner. But that's a big part of what he did is he surrounded himself with these amazing people who could help him make things happen. Now you look at Tesla. And you know, I drive a Tesla and I love this car. But people actually have made the mistake of thinking that Tesla is an electric car. I mean, I just wrote an article and it was titled, "The Tesla is Not an Electric Vehicle." Now, some of you are listening going, "Arman, I'm pretty sure it's an electric vehicle." No, I get it. I get that it works on electricity. But calling the Tesla an electric vehicle is absolutely completely missing the point. The Tesla is not an electric vehicle. The Tesla is the reinvention of the automobile. That's what Elon Musk has done. And for those of you who drive Teslas, you get this, right? For me, I'm telling you, it is the reinvention of the automobile. So there's no question that in a matter of few years, whether it's 5 years from now or 10 years, we're all going to be driving a car that's exactly like the Tesla is today, right? Of course, they're going to improve and they're going to change just like the cell phone. Right, in 2006, cell phones were basically the old Nokia phones and Motorola phones and stuff like that. Today, every phone is essentially an iPhone. Right now, they do different things and they look different. They've got different brands on them and stuff, but they're iPhones, right? You look at what Google did with the search engine, and they did some incredible things, but they were so simple. The way Google absolutely revolutionized an entire industry is they actually decided to care about what results they display for you. And they said, we're actually going to display the results that people want. And they did that with some pretty incredible technology that they came up with, but it was pretty simple. And Elon Musk at Tesla has done exactly the same thing. I mean, this car is incredible. It does exactly what you'd want it to do, right? I mean, you get up in the morning and you go to get in your car. And what do you know? Your car's already been awake for 15 minutes. How did it do that? Well, it knows that on Tuesday mornings, you typically go to work at 6 a.m. And so in my case, 4 a.m. And at 4 a.m., it turns on and it knows approximately what temperature I like. So it gets the temperature going in my car. It gets everything set up. So by the time I get in my car is ready to go. I don't need to warm it up. I don't need to get ready, any of that stuff. I mean, that's freaking brilliant. Does that have to do with the fact that it's electric? Well, some of the electrical things in the car make it easier for it to do that. But no, the key is he's reinvented the automobile, and there's so many other features. I mean, this car is incredible and he's revolutionized it. So my question for you is this. How are you going to revolutionize your industry? What industry are you going to revolutionize? And for those of you who are people who want to get into business, if you're an entrepreneur, don't ask, how do I get into a business? Ask, how am I going to revolutionize this business? You got to set your goal higher, right? Whatever business you're in. I was just talking to a gentleman who's in the business of creating podcasts for people. And I was telling him, you have to learn to revolutionize this industry. It's not about just saying, how do I make a good podcast? How do I get a podcast that's top 10? I mean, that's garbage. Why do you want to be top 10 when you can absolutely revolutionize the industry? Push the envelope. Think bigger than anyone else is thinking, right? Don't think Toyota, Honda, blah, blah, blah. Think revolutionary. Think new. Think Tesla. Think different. Think bigger and better than anyone else is thinking, and spend more time thinking than anyone else thinks, and follow through more than everybody else does. Wake up earlier than they do. Go to sleep later than they do. Focus more than they do. And do more than they will ever be willing to do, and you will absolutely revolutionize the industry. I mean, that's the key, is you have to understand that in order to create an incredible company, you have to be willing to be an incredible woman or an incredible man. When you step up and you say, I will be incredible, I will revolutionize an industry, what happens is something inside of you changes. Something inside of you starts giving you more power. Something inside of you starts giving you more strength. And somehow, whatever your beliefs are, your spiritual beliefs, whatever those beliefs are, somehow something happens within your body and within the universe where you get powers that are literally superhuman powers. And so these people like Steve Jobs of Apple and Elon Musk of Tesla and Larry Page and Sergey Brin from Google, these people were given something special to be able to do the special things that they did. But it all came because they made a decision that they weren't just going to have a good company. They weren't just going to have a great company. They were going to go out and they were going to absolutely revolutionize an industry. So today I challenge you to step up your game. I challenge you to set your goals higher than anyone else could ever expect of you. I expect you to want more for yourself than other people want. You have to expect more of yourself than anyone could ever dream of expecting of yourself. And you have to go into business every day saying, how do I revolutionize it? How do I change it? How do I make it better? How do I make it like no one else is willing to make it? That's what creates revolutionary products and revolutionary services. If you just go in wanting to deliver a good product or a great product, well, that's all you're going to end up with at best. But when you go in saying, I will stop at nothing until I revolutionize an industry, that, my friends, is when you're going to create an industry that no one else could even dream of. That's what I expect from you, and that's what I want you to want for yourself. You know, it was interesting. We were sitting here, and I wanted to make sure that I pronounced the name of Sergey Brin correctly, and we weren't sure how to pronounce his name, and I had a really great idea. I said, why don't we Google it? I Googled, how do you pronounce Sergey Brin's name? And all these hits came up. Clicked on the first one, boom, it was a recording of how to pronounce his name. I mean, how amazing is that? Google does that. These guys did an incredibly revolutionary thing. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I could literally pull out my phone right now, and on my phone, which is the iPhone that Steve Jobs created, I can pull up my Tesla app, and I can turn on my car, I can open the sunroof, I can change the temperature inside of my car, and oh, by the way, in case I lose my key or forget it, I can actually have my telephone not only unlock my door, but also turn the car on so I can drive it for the rest of the day, all without my keys. Can you imagine that? And there's way more to it. I mean, that is revolutionary. That is incredible. Do you remember how you used to listen to music before Steve Jobs came along and revolutionized the industry? Yeah, you remember those clunky things, CDs and tapes and whatever else? This guy came in and he put them all in one place. And now you can download them through the cloud to your computer or to your phone or to whatever device you have. These things are revolutionary. I want that for you. So my question for you today is this. How can you revolutionize your industry? Number one, how can you revolutionize it? And immediately, you're not going to get the answer. But when you do, my goodness, it's going to be beautiful. More importantly, what are you willing to do to revolutionize your industry? What are you willing to do? How high are you willing to go? What steps are you willing to take? What are you willing to put in? How many hours a day are you willing to work? How many weeks are you willing to go in? What are you willing to do to make sure you revolutionize your industry? Well, how high are you going to take your level of thinking? How much focus are you going to put in? Because at the end of the day, that's always the key, is focus. So I want to leave you with this message today of revolutionizing an industry. And I hope that everyone out there who's listening as of today is going to become obsessed. You, my friend, are going to become obsessed with this thought of how do I revolutionize this industry? And it's going to run through your head every day and every night as you sleep. And it's going to be a happy thought. It's going to make you smile. But you're going to do everything you can to learn how to revolutionize your industry. And when you do, please make sure you share your successes with me so that I can enjoy the successes that people from this podcast are having. And in fact, I encourage you, please post things about the successes you're getting as a result of the things you're hearing in this podcast. I do this because I love people. I love business. I want to see people do better in their lives, in their businesses, in their relationships, with their fitness, health, finances, every area. So do me a favor, share with people the successes that you're having and tell them about this podcast so we get more and more people being influenced by this incredible thing. Hey, I love you all. Get out there, revolutionize an industry, and always lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.